The Greek word in that gospel that we have translated hate is not an emotional hate like we normally think of that, but rather a turning away from. But it's still kind of strong, you know, turning your back on the ones you love is, it's almost as severe as hatred. The cross, you know, anyone who is not willing to take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me, cannot be my disciple. I always find it interesting that on the front of the cathedral in Salina, there's a bas-relief of a liturgical procession. And in that procession, there's an enormous cross, and the bishop is shouldering that cross, but everybody in the diocese is helping him carry it. Everybody has a hand on that cross. And above that bas-relief that is headed toward the door of the church, it's a liturgical procession, and above that are the words, "Unless you are willing to take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." The same thing we just heard. There's something about the cross that is central to Christian life. And it begins with baptism. And baptism is a turning our back on sin and death so that we can face forward to God, to the altar, and to the kingdom. And you can't get into one room without leaving another one. You can't get inside without leaving and put your back to the outside. Transformation always is a moving from one situation to another, from one place to another. And in order to get that transformation to take place, you have to put your back to something. So what is it we're putting our back to? What exactly is this journey, this transition that we are involved in? Well, it's putting our back to the sin of Adam and Eve, the sin that turned in on ourselves and became self-obedient and self-concerned. You know, self-concern is a sign of death and abandonment. Jesus is the epitome of the example of what it should look like to be a child of God, to be about the Father's will, not his own. And as he hangs upon the cross, he says, "Not my will, but yours be done." And that's what brings us true freedom. That's what brings us true life and joy. And we put our backs on that selfishness, that self-concern. We put our backs to everything that would alienate us from God so that we can face God openly, embracingly, and say yes to God's will and find true freedom there, find true life there. Every time we celebrate Mass, we celebrate the memorial of that self-offering that Jesus did, that he took up his cross. And Jesus, long before he was actually going to do that, he already understood what that meant. And so he told his disciples, "Unless you learn how to take up your cross, you can never follow me to the kingdom." In order to embrace the new and eternal life in the kingdom, you have to say goodbye. You have to put your back to yourself. And so when we say that during Mass we're joining our self-sacrifice, our self-offering to his at the altar, that's basically what we're talking about. That I have to let go of my fears, let go of my self-concern, let go of my selfishness, and allow myself to be selfless, to allow myself to lose, to die, so that I might truly live.